We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Moose, a confident and compulsive hopeless romantic who is born to entertain.
Like, that's how you get your jollies off? Gross.
Breezy, a kind-hearted, semi-responsible 20-something who always wants to be the center of attention.
And nothing infuriates me more when restaurants leaves tails on a shrimp dish. Why are you doing that? Why are you doing that? No, I'll puke.
The number one hit music station, 98PXY.
My left eye has been twitching for a week now, and nobody can tell me why. BXY Mornings. What's up, guys? It's Moose and Breezy. Anyone else ever start trying to diagnose themselves through WebMD? What a terrible decision.
Only all of us. It's
what
so
a
bad.
Bad idea. I'm never doing this again. As of now, I most likely have just a bunch of brain tumors floating around in my head.
That's what WebMD is saying?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Or I'm approaching a stroke. Also, I may be dehydrated, and the twitching of the eye can also mean internal bleeding somewhere in my head. That's all that
or
I know.
Or it could mean you're just stressed and sleep deprived.
But I'm not. I sleep a solid 6 to 7 hours a night, straight through. So I know that's not the case. I do spend a lot of time drinking, I would say, a good majority of water throughout the day.
But you also drink a ton of coffee.
What's a ton?
I don't know. What do you have, like?
3 cups a day? That's not a ton. Come on. I'm up at 4 a.m. Has anyone else ever experienced their eye twitching this badly? I mean, I can't seem to get it to stop. It's fine right now, but it's just, it pulsates throughout the day. And I don't know when it's going to hit. So I don't think it's lack of sleep. I don't think it's lack of water. I don't think I'm dehydrated. I don't have any reason to be concerned, do I? And I never ask for help on this show when it comes to any kind of medical advice. Except for one time when I was stung by a wasp on my ass cheek and everybody thought I was going to get septus.
You were literally going to go septic, so.
Oh, excuse me. Septic? What is septus?
I think it's the same thing.
No, but so a nurse calls in and was like, Moose might get septic. Right? Is that what are we saying?
Go septic.
Go septic, which is what?
When you go septic, I'm just making sure I'm...
Doesn't that when it gets into your bloodstream?
Yeah, it all goes into your bloodstream.
That would make sense.
Yeah.
So I had to get a steroid for that. I've never felt anything so painful. But anyways, I got to ask, like, what are some weird conditions that you came down with and you decided to do a quick WebMD search?
And then nothing infuriates doctors
immediately
more
regretted it
than a patient coming in and being like, "So I have cancer, and I self-diagnosed myself on, you know, the internet." And they're like, "It's literally not. Just let me do my job. Just let me."
You
do
know
my
what
job.
I do hate the absolute most, though, and this has always triggered me. When someone on social media starts commenting on things they did that was maybe beneficial to them or their bodies, whether it was a new diet they started or something they started eating or drinking,
sure.
Right away, a random doctor always comments with, "I'm a medical doctor, this is false, do your work, read a book." It's like, it's the cockiness of it all.
What,
you don't know everything. You don't know everything. Plenty of doctors have gotten it wrong when trying to diagnose someone. how many doctors actually Google or use WebMD like we do? None when they don't know the answer. I'm sure there's a handful of them.
I don't think that Google or WebMD is going to be more efficient than a doctor or research studies or, you know, clinical trials. I don't believe that.
I think there are plenty of doctors that have Googled a certain a number of diagnoses when they don't know the answer.
No doctors I want to be going to.
Well, come on. Like I said, they don't know everything. So they also have to get their research from somewhere. I'm not saying all of them do it. 585-252-9800. I don't care if you're a pediatrician. Did you ever Google something because a patient came in? You're like, I don't really know. No. I think that would be the right thing to do.
I don't think Google would be the right thing to do. I think calling a colleague that maybe is more well-adversed in the matter, whatever the, you know, specific niche of issue may be. Let me call, you know, if it's some, like, for example, remember when I went to the doctor a couple months ago for my peeing issue? I couldn't stop peeing everywhere.
Yeah.
She was like, let me call a urologist or let me refer you to a urologist so you can figure out, you know, why is it that you can't stop peeing everywhere? Which I was like, perfect. You know, if you don't know the answer, send me to somebody who does. And I think that's why there's so many doctors out there with so many specific traits. Like, I wouldn't go to my pediatrician because my foot hurt. I'd go to my podiatrist, which I did. Got a cortisone shot in my heel. Everything's cleared up. Everything's good.
Yeah, you had to go through a lot with that.
I feel like once every, like, 6 months, I get a new issue. Whether it be my hand, my foot, my peeing situation, my insurance, my nose.
Oh, the nose thing was huge. It was huge. Danielle is texting in right now. So 3 years ago, my aunt checked her symptoms on WebMD, saw that it could be cancer, and she laughed and said, WebMD always says it's cancer. She didn't go to the doctor to check if it's cancer. Turns out it was cancer. Oh, my God.
What?
Luckily, she's in remission. Yeah, maybe I should go get this eye twitch checked out after all.
Yeah. I mean, here's the rule of thumb. If it doesn't go away within like 2 weeks.
2 weeks is the rule of thumb?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. This is like, it's just been so, I was not anticipating it happening this long. Usually what I'll do is if something's bothering me, I always wait. I don't want to be stubborn about it, but I'm like, you know what? Let me see if it goes away on its own first.
Right.
Before I run to the doctor. I'm the last person to call up a doctor right away, immediately, and say, this has been bothering me. I let it play out to see what's really going on.
Because
it's probably a bad idea, to be honest.
Sometimes when you get in there and it's like not as prevalent as it was 2 weeks ago, you feel silly. And then you have to pay for it. So it's annoying.
So my boss got hospitalized. She thought she...
It's like danger?
No, she was having these cramps and stomach issues, and she woke up in pain, in agony. Her husband rushes her to the hospital.
Okay.
She's there 12 hours. Turns out it's gas. Like, can you imagine?
Oh, that happened to my cousin's little boy. Yes. He was doubled over, unwell.
Really?
And he was like, my stomach. They thought it was his appendix. And it was just like, no, he's a little gassy.
It happens.
I know. It does. It happens.
I mean, there's nothing baller about that when you show up to the hospital and like, it's just gas.
Like, you can't stop farting.
It will pass. Jen says, never WebMD your symptoms. I lost sleep for a week. Yeah. I mean, we got a person, not you, but we do have a person in the company that is constantly
out sick.
Out sick.
Every
doctor
other day.
Appointments, hey guys, hospitalization.
I'm out sick till June.
I mean, come
I'm like,
on.
What do you mean? It's February.
You got to admit that there's
They're
some people.
They're never not out
it's
sick.
It's in your head. Yeah, it's in your head.
Munchausen's is a real thing, you know, but just saying.
You said you get your eye twitches right now, too?
Mm-hmm.
You got a problem? Yeah, but
that's... it's not. It's just because I use this certain eyelash serum that makes it twitch, and I don't care because my eyelashes are long, so twitch away, sister.
There's no way I'm going to be able to pronounce this. Moose, an eye twitch is an involuntary abnormal blinking of your eyelid. If it happens many times per day, it can affect your vision. But what's it called? Oh my God, somebody's saying Parkinson's disease. This is too much.
Yeah, don't send yourself into a spiral.
I can't do that. This is too much, man. This is the worst idea I could have had, was trying to diagnose myself. I'm never going to do this again. Mm-hmm. I don't know why we're even allowed to go on a WebMD. Nothing good comes from it.
It should be blocked, at least from a work computer. You know what I mean? Like all those other sites.
A history of a head injury may increase your risk of eye twitching. Well, my dad threw me into a fan when I was 4.
And you've also been huffing fumes for the past 3 days.
That's
so,
so true.
Honestly, it's all connected.
Wait a minute. Something's missing. Oh, right. It's you. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
98.5, the number one hit music station.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.